Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon, CBN, stunning sign in sky emerges as grieving Israelis identify loved ones killed by Hamas. Again, there's nothing funny about this story. There's nothing funny about terrorist attacks and people dying. So I'm sorry that we are not meeting our humor quotient this week. These are dark times. However, I do feel like we just have to keep an eye on how Christians talk about these events and make myths around these events right before our eyes, because they often say, oh no, myths, they take a long time to make. No, they don't. They can be done instantly. They're being done instantly. So here's a quote from this Christian group who is doing some good charity work in Israel. At the location in Israel where family members gather to identify bodies of loved ones, the fellowship has been providing them with mattresses, chairs, food, drink, phone chargers, and emotional support, she said. 24/7, 6 days, we have had our volunteers doing shifts in this heartbreaking reality. I just want to say here, this all sounds like good stuff, and I was especially impressed with the phone chargers, because that's an easy thing to miss. But in today's realities, people have phones. That's how we stay connected with the world. In a situation like that, the phones are dead. So that's a rare sensibility that we see there. And I just want to prop that up. That is where my praise for it ends. The second paragraph really cranks up the Christianese and magical thinking and myth making. But Eckstein said something incredible happened. All right. This kind of leads to our headline. What are they calling something incredible? God spoke to them. Okay. God spoke to a lot of people in the Bible, right? God spoke to Abraham. God spoke to Moses. If God hadn't spoken to these people, we wouldn't have Judaism, supposedly, and we wouldn't have Christianity. Because God speaks to people and gives them his direct will, and, you know, crucial events happen as a result of that. God spoke to them, ... Wait for it. In the form of this stunning rainbow. Yeah. Yeah, there was a rainbow in the sky. You know, that magical thing that leprechauns use to hide their gold. A rainbow. That's the miraculous sign. That's how God spoke to them. She shared a photo of a beautiful rainbow stretching over relief workers, helping victims deal with the unthinkable, and described the rainbow's significance to ailing and distressed Israelis. Well, look, the rainbow is in the article. It's a nice rainbow. Looks good. It's not special. Furthermore, it is not stretched over these relief workers. it's just not. So, I mean, it's in the sky where they can see it, and you look at the picture. But to say it's, you know, directly overhead, no, it's out and away from them. You can see them looking out, not up, you know, just as an example. But this story is told as if, you know, God stretched a rainbow, this magical rainbow. He just put it over them as they were doing their work. No, He didn't. There's nothing magical about this rainbow. The details of the story are wrong, even where there's a picture. The Christians can't help but stretch the truth about what's going on. And so you know that Christians are going to hear a miracle when there is no miracle. Once again, Christians desperately, desperately looking for a win for their God. And this is how mythology is made in the instant, on the spot, in real time. So did God really talk to Abraham in that region and tell him to chop off the tip of his penis and to make sure that everyone else does it too? Did God really do that? Maybe he did it in the sign of a rainbow. And that's all for today. Till next time, I'm out.